Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, our ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight. It's a little warmer outside tonight than last week, and we have started off with some warm weather, but rainy weather. But I think I like the rain better than the cold. I just don't like being cold. So I'll just have to deal with the rain, and we're going to have warmer weather. Thank God. Well, last week, we had our guest on who gave us, Miss Armajean Perkins gave us a wonderful testimony about her hope for tomorrow. And we will have some more testimonies and guests speaker coming on each month, and I just thank you so much for tuning in so you'll be encouraged by some of those testimonies as well as speakers that we will have. But tonight, we're going to go back for the month of November and December. We talked about the journey of grief. And I want to continue that in the next two, and I'll say the rest of January, because I think there were some things that was not said. I did not finish one of the books that I was able to total of four books. And in the last book, I just realized that I didn't finish it. I was out of town for a while. So when I came back, I just realized that we needed to really touch on those some of those session in this book to complete the journey through grief. Really, name of our theme this year was Holiday Blues. And I know many of you probably had difficulty getting through the holiday. But you may have been at times when you wondered whether you were going to survive the holidays without that person in your life, but you have survived. and the wounds from your loss will still continue to heal, but you got through it. And I'm sure it wasn't easy, but just knowing that God got you through it. In Jeremiah 31:13, it says, I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. So God did exactly what he said he would do in Jeremiah. He will turn your mourning into gladness and give you some comfort and joy. And I'm sure that you were able to laugh and smile at some of the things. Some things with your family during the holiday. And like I say, there were, I'm sure, a lot of memories, but just knowing that you just take one day at a time. I'm going to read part of this poem that says, it's winter inside, outside, and I don't know if I will see spring. Really and truly, I know that we can't wait to see spring because of all the cold that we are having. We normally never have this type of cold in Atlanta as for such a long time. Normally it's a couple of days here and warm days there, but we've been having some longer weeks of cold weather. But maybe, just maybe, spring will come. Be with me, God, while I watch for spring. Be with me, God, when the icy wind blows. Be with me, God, when I slip and fall. Help me to endure the weather. Help me to wait for spring. Help me to give hope a chance. Help me to live again. Yes, keep on hoping and asking God for that particular, your request. And what is important to, it is important to give yourself permission to grieve again. You know, the song Amazing Grace, through many danger, toil and snare, I have already come. Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Yes, God will give you grace to get you through what you're going through. Give yourself permission to grieve. To grieve as long as you need to grieve. Your loss has shaken your life, and it takes a long time to pick up the pieces and find a way to put them back together again. Don't worry yourself. Just let yourself, don't hurry yourself. That's what I wanted to say. Don't hurry yourself or let anyone rush you also. Share the pain of your grief with safe people who will listen to you and appreciate what you have lost. Each time you open up and share, you are letting go of a little more hurt and allowing a little more healing to take place. That's the way grief goes, and grief is, a little at a time, and guess what, day by day, step by step, for as long as it takes. Give yourself permission to grieve again. Now, I also, it's been a while since I mentioned this, but it's in our second book, Oh Lord, What Am I to Do? A Widow's Manual. In the beginning of that book, it indicates, and it's important that you have someone. And this someone is called a safe person. In the beginning of this book, it tells you who can help you with all of these details. And that is a safe person. It's so important that you have the safe person in your life, such as a friend, a family member, someone you can trust when sharing personal information, and someone who is supportive and can offer guidance. And also someone who will just listen to you and be supportive and offer you the guidance that you need and during this time in your life. So if you have not thought about that person, think think about it. Sit and think who, and you probably already know who you have been going to or talking with or who has been supportive during this time of the loss. If you already have someone, but if you do not, just ask God to lead that right person to you, because you need that safe person at time when you have to go over certain details of your personal information. And it's so important is that person that is there for you, willing to listen, and if they need to give you advice, that you know that they are giving you the some of the best advice. Now, we talked about different stages of different things that we can deal with getting through the holiday. We talked about that during November and December. But I wanted to talk more. I know that some of you have experienced the first anniversary. You have experienced the first birthday. Thinking about the first trip that y'all went on. All of these things you may have not, because your loss has been really recent and you have not gotten to that those days yet that you experienced that first anniversary, first birthday, first whatever. But it is so important. You will, and when you get, and if you haven't experienced it yet, most of you probably have, because a lot of you are seasoned widows. You have experienced those time in your life. And right now you can say, I got through it. So what we got to do now is pray for those others who just recently had a loss and they're dealing with that. And even during the holiday, that was maybe the first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas. And now, look, Valentine is coming around. So all of these holidays are connected right back to each other, you know, back to that. So you are feeling all these different emotions because this is your first. Well, those seasoned widows that are on the line as well, they can tell you, yes, it wasn't easy. It was difficult, but I got through it. I trust God, and God continued to help me get through one day at a time. So just knowing that let you know that you will get through it, and it's not easy. It doesn't feel good. Most of the time, it doesn't feel good because you can't believe it. I mean, that other party is not in your house anymore. He's not taking the garbage out. He's not changing the light bulbs. He's not repairing stuff. He's not taking your car for service. He's not, that person is no longer there to do none of those things. But this, excuse me one second. Excuse me one second. I just heard the, something this 90 seconds. I don't know what just happened there, but I'm hoping that it will not take me off the air earlier than I'm supposed to. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, it is a journey. It is a very uncomfortable journey that we have to travel. And like I say, it doesn't feel good most of the time. But in Psalms 55:22, it says, give your burden to the Lord and he will take care of you. And he will do just that. He finds those safe people to come in your life to help you through this time in your life. Special days can still be tough. Someone said, grief is like a journey. One must take on a winding mountainside, often seeing the same scenery many times, a road which eventually leads to someone we have never seen before. So it is, yes, you will be feeling different things and going through different things, but when we get together again, we want our seasoned widow, we want to pair up the seasoned widows with the new widows, because it's important that you get that support that you need, and maybe someone that you can call on. You can get that, share telephone numbers that you can call each other during those times that you, but we won't give out telephone numbers unless you give us permission. But at the same time, when we get together, you can yourself share those numbers with each other and get that support that you need, because you know that that person lost their husband just like you did, and you know that they have experienced some of those feelings that you are going through or have gone through. So it is no better than talking with someone that knows your walk. Because many of the widows, as I have gone throughout the 20 years, one thing that they said, you know how I really feel. They don't understand. They telling me I should get over it by now. They said that, why are you still crying? All those things that is hurtful. Many times people don't know what to say, and they say things that does hurt your feelings. But just knowing that most of them do mean well. I would say 90% do mean well. But getting back to some of the things that I want to talk about tonight is a need, and it's so important that you, during this process, you take care of yourself. It is still easy to neglect your own needs, particularly your physical needs. So be sure to get adequately food, sleep, and many of you, and that's why we have this talk show at night, because most of you can't go to sleep. And we figure that we give you a little bit of tender care, inspirational vitamin, that it will help you to think about it, that, you know, you're not in this walk by yourself. We are here to help you in any way that we possibly can. So be sure to get adequate food, sleep, exercise, and visit your doctor if you have any problems. Take care of yourself, not only for your own sake, but also for the sake of those who depend on you and love you. They want you here. They don't want you to go away. They want you right here with them, and I'm hoping that they are supporting you also as well. In Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will roll on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So just, it's so many different places in the Bible that God is letting you know that he's there for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Someone quoted, the pain passes, but the beauty remains. And the beauty remains is memories, good memories of your loved one. There's another quote here. I trust in you, Lord, but keep helping me in my way of moments, distrust, and doubt. Because, yes, we do get doubt. We do have different feelings of, why, Lord? Why are you letting me go through this? Why can't you heal my heart? I mean, you're going through the emotions, sometimes you just can't bear it. And you just wonder, why would God let you suffer like this? But we all have to go through it. He never promised that we will always be here with each other. Even if you still have a long way to go, you are making steady progress in your grief each day, because each day you're here. And whether or not you feel God's presence in your life right now, God is with you every step of the way. Guess what? You're on the Next Chapter Widows Ministry show. You're listening to me, and you knowing that God ordained us, me and Sheila, to do this, go through this walk with you for 20 years. We are here to do his will, and we are going to do whatever we can to help you through this journey of grief. It's not easy. We know it's not easy. I've experienced it. Sheila was married when we started this ministry. She's divorced now, but still she was married for quite some time. And she, you know, for her to be able to step in this place of being a widow, her husband questioned her, said, are you trying to tell me something? Because, you know, here, she has a family, a husband and everything, and then she took on this task, and here I am. Well, I knew why what happened with my situation. We'll talk about that another time, but look what I'm doing. So just knowing that God is there for you, God is putting people and resources together to get you through every step of the way. Next week, we're going to talk about rebuilding and also the challenges of change, because there will be change in your life. And I'm sure you've already discovered some of them as well. But a quote has said, another quote, death ends a life, but it does not end a relationship. It doesn't end the relationship that you had with your spouse, the beautiful things that y'all shared and was together for 30, 40, 50-something years. Thank God. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, this is not the whole of, this is only part of the Jeremiah 29:11. We know, I will bless you with a future filled with hope. He will bless us with a future with hope again. What else I wanted to say? Another quote, death leaves a heartache no one can heal. Love leaves a memory no one can steal. Let me read that one again. Death leaves a heartache no one can heal. No one but God can heal. Love leaves a memory no one can steal. So just know that God is in this with you from beginning to end. And 1 Corinthians 13:7-8 says, love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. God will bring that love and happiness back in your life again. I know some of you said, when? It hurts so much. Why am I going through this? Although we would have much rather have a loved one physically here with us, it is reassuring to know that we don't have to completely let go of the memories. Keep the memories. It's important. God has blessed us with thoughts, memories, and a love more powerful than death itself. Through these gifts, our love one can forever remain a cherished part of our life. You want to keep that beautiful memory of your loved one. But right now, I know it's probably unbearable of the new widows, what you're going through, because you miss them so much. But it is okay to go through those feelings that you're going through, because it's real. But just knowing that those other ladies on the line with you, they have been going through it for maybe 7 years, 6 years, five years, four years, three, two, one. Even the ones that have gone through for a year right now, they can tell you. And when, like I said, we're going to have a Valentine get together next month, and we hope that you will be able to attend. I am not going to give the date, but I'm going to give the date next week, because we are having a board meeting this Friday, and we need to confirm with the board of the time and everything before I can actually, because it might be some problems with the date that we have selected. So some of us have. So we have it as the board member, we have to discuss it. So, but it's next month, and we want you to connect. When you come and to that event, we want you to connect. Leave the event with someone's telephone number that you can connect with, and you're giving yourself each other permission to use that number. And like I say, whenever you need a number from me, I will ask that person first. And just like I always ask you, for the group text, is it okay for me to share your, add you to the group text, asking your permission? So just knowing that we will not give out your number unless you are approved to give that number. But we want you to connect. This year, we want, Sheila and I had a conversation today, and she had a very good suggestion that we should now start connecting you guys together where you can talk to each other, call each other. If you don't call me, you can call them. When you're down and out, or you know, you need someone to talk to, you know, knowing that they have gone through it, they can maybe give you some words of wisdom. So we're gonna have fun during Valentine, but we also gonna connect with each other where we can, where you can get more, help, support from someone other than myself. And like I said, I'm always available. You can always give me a call. So just knowing that we're going to do that. And we have a wonderful Valentine event. And just knowing that just because you lost a loved one and you're going to be going through a whole lot, just knowing that if you come to this Valentine event that we're going to have, you're going to be able to laugh and smile. Even if just for an hour or so, it's better than staying at home and crying. And even if you came here and you cried because you thought about some of the things that he did, still you're there with other widows who have cried. And they'll cry with you, but when we get together, we don't sit there and cry. But if you feel like crying, it is okay. We're not going to stop you. But we have fun. God wants us to live again. And we normally have a great time. So we'll give you more details next Tuesday about the date, the location, and everything. And if you want to see some of the things that the next chapter, the different activities that we have, it's all on our website. All those beautiful pictures, and you're going to see different faces throughout the website. All of our trips that we have gone on, Valentine event, anniversary, all of those things are on our website. And I'm going to call it out. If you got a pen and paper handy, some new people that you we have not connected yet, it is not the. Our name is The Next Chapter Widows Ministry, but the website is nextchapterwidows.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Yes, we are a nonprofit organization. So we are here to help you in any way we possibly can. So go to that website and look at all the beautiful pictures that the different widows that have gone through the ministry over the 20-year period. I mean, when we go on trips, we have lots of fun. Lots of fun. God is there with us and get us there and back. And we're going to continue to pray that, oh, by the way, let me make this announcement again, because some of you do know and some of you don't. Well, we are planning our trip for this year, our annual trip. It is to the Art Encounter in Cincinnati, Ohio. You still have time to make your deposit. The deposit is $80. It is due by the end of the month, no later than February 1st. I can wait until February 1st, but we need to get that deposit in so you can hold your seat. And also invite someone else to go. No children allowed. Only adults only. And it can be male. It can be someone can want to bring their husband with them. We invite anyone except for children. So just knowing that we've had lots of couples that have joined us on trips. So we don't exclude anyone other than children. And what else do we have? So that's the most important thing. We had a meeting by freeconferencecall.com last week. And many of you, we had 21 people to call in. And I thank you so much for tuning in so you can keep in touch of what we are doing. Now it's time for the, it's 10:30. So I'm going to end everything. And just knowing that next week we're going to talk about the challenges of change, the changes that you are, you will be making or need to make, or just suggestions, and also things that you have not thought about. And like I said, this book, Oh Lord, What Am I to Do? A Widow's Manual, gives you lots of to-do lists of things that if you haven't done it, and things that you can do that you have not done since your loved one, you've lost your loved one. So that is all I have for tonight. I thank you for tuning in, and tell others. And we now, one other thing that I want to mention. Sometimes I don't always text you every Tuesday, really the day before. Sometimes I do it when there's something, a special a speaker, a testimony, or something that I'm doing. Just knowing that we are on the air every Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 p.m. So invite others. Now, next Tuesday, I might not be on the air. I am having a little surgical problem. Something done that might cause me not to be able to. But Sheila will be on the air. Sheila or someone else will come on the air. So just tune in. If I am. You know, when you get anesthesia, you sometimes you're not all, it takes a while to get yourself focused again. So, but pray for healing for me. Pray for everything to go well. I ask for your prayers. It's a normal procedure that ladies have to get done from time to time. So that is happening next, it's happening next Monday, but Tuesday I'm not sure how I'm going to be feeling. So just pray that God will heal my body and make me whole again, and that everything will go well and nothing, you know, give me divine order in this procedure. So thank you so much for your prayer in advance. And if I'm not on the air, please tune in. Sheila or someone will be tuning in. Most likely going to be Sheila. So just keep me in prayer. And I thank you so much for calling in tonight. I see all of you there. And I see a couple of new numbers. And I'm going to take a picture. I can't always write those numbers. I'm going to take a picture. And then I might give you a call tomorrow just to say hello. Okay, there I go. And that is it. And what I'm going to play again is Waymaker, because he is a waymaker and a healer. So I'm going to end on that, and good night, and be blessed, and have a great week. I guess I would say stay out of the rain if you can, but it's better than being in the cold, these teen degrees that we've had in the last few weeks. Be blessed. Good night.
I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is I worship you.